you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, June 14th, 2016, and I have a special treat for you. Jason Schiffo joins me on the phone, my Wednesday and Friday co-host.
I don't know if that's a special treat, but we'll see.
Special treat for me because I was going to be winging it today, sharing a little update on the Great News Radio Event Center and just recapping some of the things that have been going on, but it's been kind of a crazy time for both of us with full schedules, and you having to have all the logistics of figuring out who's going to drive you where and pick you up here and take you back there, so you're still not driving with that big boot on your foot?
Yeah, well, it's my right foot, so there's no driving. And so, praise God, I don't need the medication too much anymore. There's not been a lot of pain, so we don't have that part of it. But yeah, getting around has not been so easy. But my wife takes me where I need to go, and it's just kind of weird. I was telling somebody the other day how we take for granted that freedom that we have to just get in our car and go to a store or go for a ride. I mean, I have not for almost 2.5 weeks been to a store or gone out and done anything. In fact, I went out to a funeral. Somebody came and picked me up, and we went to a celebration of life ceremony. And I was just sitting in the car, and I was kind of just like a dog with my head out the window, you know, kind of reveling in being in the car and like, wow, this is great. The wind is blowing on me. It was wonderful. We just kind of take that for granted. And so it's really interesting how the Lord can put us in places where suddenly we go, you know, there's so much of my life that I've taken for granted. There's so much of my life that I have really not thanked him for because it's just part of my day. You know, I don't get in my car and go, thank you, Lord, for this car and where it gets to take me, because I become kind of, it becomes a small thing to me. It becomes so common. You know, thank you, Lord, for all the little things that he does that allows us to. I even think about you, Mark, with the radio ministry and just, you know, thank you, Lord, for electricity that powers the amplifiers and the board and allows the microphones to work. Thank you for cars that take us to different places. In fact, you know, you have an update for us about possibly an event center opening, which is going to make being in a car and going into somewhere different than you've been for 20 years a new kind of thing. Maybe you could share that with us.
Yeah, it's one of these things that we put a lot of prayer into and talked about and dreamed about and considered and weighed, and you've been very involved in this for the last few years as I've just suggested it, and you've always kind of emphasized it would be nice to have another location and, you know, allow your family to utilize your home as most families utilize their homes, and it gets you in and out of the house to a place where you could have a different setting to invite guests and such. And so, yeah, we've been thinking about it and praying about it, and the Lord's really worked on my heart. I think about a year or two back when our board chair suggested, what about a new studio located somewhere outside your home? And I've been very privileged to have this here, and it's been very convenient and wonderful, and it's worked for 20 years. But I don't know, about a year ago, the Lord really impressed on my heart a new enthusiasm for having at least redundancy or a new location. And so that kind of surprised me. And I just felt like, okay, Lord, I'm totally open to relocating or having another place to go. But that's as far as it went at that point. And then as we were figuring out, you know, our big 20th anniversary celebration and a location for that over at Lincoln Square Mall, I just began thinking, wow, a place that we could host events and have as a rallying point for the listeners to say, hey, that's where my station's at, and I attend lectures there or Bible studies or different kind of events. And I thought that would be really nice. And, you know, you've been out here a long time. You get kind of used to seeing the chickens there or walking around the drop and, you know, heading Beamer or dealing with cats or, you know, walking into my bathroom and like, oh, those are Mark's clothes and, you know, there's Mark's shaver. And, you know, so it's a little awkward for some of the guests because it is very homey and personal. But to have a professional setting and to allow the singing met. And so anyways, I've been praying about, Lord, I could really see a place for so many different reasons. And so as that's been germinating and the board has been meeting and talking about it, and you and I have created some strategies or parameters or how would it work, or these would be the things to look for, or these would be building blocks towards that. And some of this has been shared over the air, and we had that great event at Lincoln Square Mall. Well, we began formulating, well, what would it look like and what would we be willing to pay? You know, how can we be great stewards of God's resources through our listeners and all those variations? It's like, okay, Lord. And the board kind of surprised me. If you had, if you will, a chart in front of you, and my hand is like at the lower end of the chart or the scale, and the ongoing costs for an event center or a place with so many square feet would be up above here, just say near number 10, and I'm at zero, if you will. The board was willing to go about a third of the way, halfway up, and I was kind of surprised. And I was like, okay. And they saw great value in having, you know, a place for the theater troupe and the singing men and the host these different activities and gatherings and workshops and these interdenominational classes. And they saw all the benefits of an event center. I still was on the bottom end thinking, well, I'd like to raise up some new funds so it wouldn't tax the ongoing expenses to run the radio ministry. And so we just talked about it. And as things came together so well at Lincoln Square Mall, I thought, I love that Brownfield Sports location. I just felt a connection with God there, a strategic location, and saw a lot of the benefits of that very specific location maybe being a future event center for Great News Radio. And the parking is great, and all the accommodations that the mall made on our behalf. So I started getting excited and thought very specifically, Lord, might this be the place? And I liked the setup and how it had all the accommodations and the room to do a number of things. And you were, again, a part of that and looking at it with me and just praying it. Could this be the place? And we had a week's worth of some volunteer efforts going on there in preparation of the 20th anniversary. And there's a few people I said, oh, I would love to claim this for the Lord if this is His calling for the radio ministry and His transition into our 21st year to have this. And I said, I like the spacing and what could be done here. So we started really praying, Lord, might this work? Might the mall be willing to negotiate some kind of lease agreement that we could afford? And so again, I went back to the board and I said, well, this is where I would like to have the payments. And so lo and behold, about 2 weeks ago, a little less than 2 weeks ago, I submitted a kind of a formal, this is what we would be willing to pay, and this is what I'd love for you to include, because they had some great chairs and tables that we had already used and some other things. And so I guess it was about 6 or 8 weeks ago, because I waited for about a month, and I think you and I talked a little about that. It was hard for me to really throttle back and say, Lord, I'm totally surrendering this into your hands. I feel like we've done the legwork and we've presented some options. I'll wait for them to reply instead of kind of imposing my will and, hey, how about it? What do you think? Can you hurry up? Let us know. For almost a month, I just sat back and prayed and felt like, okay, Lord, if this is of you, then work it so we know it's of you and not something that we're just manufacturing or moving forward on. And I think I shared this a week or so back that they responded. They said they're very open to my proposal, and it's a matter of then just working out the lease agreement. So we're in the process of waiting on, I guess it's going to be about a 10-page kind of open-ended or what would be considered a, I guess some of these lease agreements are 30 or so pages. So this is like the short, I don't know what you call it, the reduced paperwork version. I don't know. There's a word, it's just not coming to me, but this is the abbreviated, a simpler version. And when the board was unanimous, when they responded to my proposal, I just knew God was in it, because we have a solid board of differently gifted saints that want what's best for the radio ministry. And we have wonderful board meetings, but I think, again, how God has brought different people with different gifts together. Some are slower in their decision-making process because they really want to thoroughly go through and weigh everything, where I might be a little more impulsive or enthusiastic. And so we have a real good balance, I guess, is what I want to say. And yet when they responded to the offer, a few of the board members were like, let's jump on this immediately. And I was just like shocked. I'm like, oh, Lord, this is confirmation, because I didn't expect such an immediate response. But I think it was so clear as we prayed through our proposal and what we would like to see happen at the event center, and whether the mall would be willing to be very flexible and open to, you know, our proposal, and the fact that they gave us great feedback. So now we're just waiting for the official document, and then when that will be, whether it'll be July 1st, which is not too far away, or maybe it'll end up being August 1st or something in between. But the listeners have heard me list the 20 top reasons why a Great News Radio Event Center would be something that we could see God working through. And they even had a piano at the mall that they said, oh, yeah, you could use that. Just roll it in and you just utilize it. They didn't have a need for it the last few years. But I still think we want a nicer one. Maybe somebody has a grand piano that's sitting in a room collecting dust, or, you know, a nice upright that they could say, you know, our grandchildren or children no longer use it. We would love to donate that. That would be a great addition. And I think at some point it'd be nice to have a larger board table where it could host, you know, 8 or 10 people or 12 people around a larger table for meetings and prayer. But the mall's already, I think, are going to allow us to utilize the 10 tables that we had and used for the volunteer efforts. And I think they had over 40 nice chairs, so we could already hold some gatherings. And then there was like 40 of these other 40 or 45, these felt nice chairs that the singing men used when we rehearsed in there. And so I think there's a couple things already like set up for us. And so it's just to see how the Lord will provide the additional funds. And, you know, we'll have internet in there and a phone line, and we'll probably do something with the doors, and we'll paint the whole thing. And Jim Gunther, I think, is going to supply this heavy duty carpet cleaner that he uses in the apartments that they own. And, you know, we'll probably have a work day or two, and maybe a portable studio or something on casters. You know, you see some of those workstations where there's like a desk that's portable with some upper things that you could put some equipment on, and maybe a mixer board, so I could kind of wheel that around and have a makeshift studio that I think could be very affordable. And the theater troupe's kind of excited that there would be a place that they could rehearse and have their props, and yet we could have a dinner theater or special gathering on an evening. Or, as I mentioned, on Monday, you and I could say, hey, we have this visiting scholar in or this missionary in. Hey, everybody, there's a potluck this Friday at the Great News Radio Event Center. Come on out at 6 o'clock. Bring a dish to pass, and the special speaker will teach on. And so I'm excited, just all the various uses and ways to empower the listener to get involved, to bring their friend along. Being at the mall, it'll be a very neutral location, kind of a marketplace experience, where maybe somebody that's threatened to go into a church, or maybe a Jewish person that's been hesitant because of various reasons to walk into a church would feel more comfortable to come into a setting like this. And I mentioned on yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends that these four people from China that got baptized, how they were all wooed into the church because of friendly, loving Christians that extended warmth and care and compassion. And all four of them testified to that. And then they got into Bible studies and reading God's word and listening to the messages preached. But it was all initially because of Christians just welcoming them and loving on them. And one of my passions is that conversational English class that I'm a part of on Saturdays. But I'd like to host those maybe in the morning and get Christians rubbing shoulders with these internationals from all over the world, just extending love and care. You know, maybe there'll be Bible studies birthed out of that, or as you share about why we celebrate Easter or Christmas in the conversations, they'll be genuinely encouraged or interested and there'll be time to be sharing your faith and letting that fragrance of Christ come out. And so I see that as a strategic place there at Lincoln Square Mall, where it's along the bus lines near the university, an easy place for people to get to and park and get in to provide maybe Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday these morning conversational English classes. And so I hope there will be some training just to equip Christians to interact with internationals and a host of things. I have a whole litany of series that you can teach on. Maybe there'll be Tuesday nights with Jason, or, you know, I know you have a lot of teaching gifts in you that need to come out, and I think we can bring in other visiting lecturers or people that are passing through, missionaries, and just a whole host of different things that God can use this event center for. And the price is right, and the timing just seems, as we're in our 21st year, something that God will be working through. And I just want to rally the Christian body around that mall and see how we can influence the workers there and what happens there and what happens in that community, and just so many other things. And it looks like it will be coming together. I think it's just a matter of getting the document, signing off on it, and raising a few additional funds so that we can have some additional tables in there and set up for some different events and paint it and clean it up, and then just start utilizing it. And having that other studio there, I think, will be a lot of fun, because as I meet people, come on into the studio here, let's record a radio spot, or let's have you share your testimony. And I think it'll just be a place where God will work in some unique ways. So, yeah, thank you, Jason, for some of your advice and counsel and input. And it just seems like this is where God is leading us. So I'm excited, and I think the listeners have been praying it up. I've shared over the air a few vague hints. I've never said where, and I've not really said much, but it seems like Lincoln Square Mall is going to be the place that will host the Great News Radio Event Center. And it seems like God has put us there, and he'll keep us there, I believe, as long as we're to be there. And that might mean 6 months. And what's unique about this lease agreement, I believe, I haven't seen it yet, but we've talked about it, it'll be kind of open-ended, so we're not locked into 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. It's pretty open for us. If we felt like it wasn't a great fit or things weren't going according to plan, that we could give about a 30-day notice, and they're very open to working with us and helping us get launched and started. So I praise God for the Lincoln Square Mall team, the owner, and Wade, the general manager, and just can't wait to kind of sign on the dotted line and start getting in there and just sitting in there. And I guess this is like a lot of pastors. Do you think I'm a little fired up, Jason? Have you even got to say anything today yet?
No, it's kind of quiet from today.
Yeah, you're getting to relax your foot a little here.
Well, I think I would say this, is that, and you keyed in on it in the beginning of it, is that you spent some time just being still, being quiet, praying, seeking God. And I think that for the Great News Radio listener who right now is saying, you know what, I'm getting excited about this, and I want to figure out, how do I become a part of this? Well, right now, as you're listening to this program, and right now as you are spending these moments getting excited, what I want you to do is get on your knees, and I want you to begin to pray. It reminds me of a quote by A.C. Dixon, who says, when we rely on organization, we get organization. When we rely on education, we get what education can do. When we rely on eloquence, we get what eloquence can do, and so on and so forth. He says, I'm not disposed to undervalue any of these things in their proper place. He says, but friends, when we rely on prayer, we get what God can do. And so, you know, we want in this moment and in this thing, in this event center, to have what God wants to have. It makes me think of something that I wrote down in my journal a number of weeks ago that says, the love of God wants what's best for us. The wisdom of God knows what's best for us. And the power of God will accomplish it. And therefore, we need to seek God and his power and his strength. And remember that we always have to temper our own excitement with a kind of humility that says, God, you have to be at the forefront of this. You have to be leading this. You have to be providing, strengthening, guiding, doing all of this. And so if you're the Great News Radio listener right now who is saying, you know what, I want to provide some of the funds to make this possible, by all means do that. But first, get on your knees and pray and ask God how much that is. Ask God how you're going to come alongside this ministry. Maybe for you, you're thinking, I could volunteer at a Great News Radio Event Center. Get on your knees and begin to ask God what that looks like. Because I know when I get excited, and you even said it, Mark, we run out in front. And I think sometimes we get so excited, we run out in front, we look back, and we go, oh, there's Jesus is back there. Why is he running with me? You know, and so I just want us with the right perspective to say, you know what, God, this is only possible by you and through you and for you. Hmm. This is for your glory, that the ministry of the gospel, the loving kindness of Christ would shine in that place called Lincoln Square Mall. Hmm. And it would be in such a way that more people would come to know who he is through the work of great volunteers and gospel ministers who would be a part of this ministry. And so, friends, get on your knees and begin to pray even now and ask God to do what it is that only he can do.
Hmm. And how appropriate to kind of close out a program with this concept of prayer, because in just a few minutes I'll be heading over to Marketplace Mall to load up a bus of 55 passengers that are going to head to the Springfield rally, the grand rally called Decision America, and we'll be praying from noon to 1 p.m. I know you have a gathering tonight at the church, and there'll be the special memorial service for Doris Meyer, and just a time for us to all pray and think about our country and our future and what's been happening in parts of the U.S. along with parts of the world, and just to really seek after God. So, yeah, this theme of praying leads me to remember that tomorrow I'm going to probably play a Decision America prayer rally, so our listeners that can't join us in Springfield will have a sense of what Franklin Graham is saying around the nation as we rally and seek and intercede on behalf of our nation and petition God to, you know, work in our lives and work in our leaders' lives. So that'll be tomorrow. Well, Jason, I look forward to maybe seeing you. I don't know, maybe Friday I'll pick you up or something and you can come into the studio. You don't want to see it right now. It's in shambles. It's never been so bad. There's stacks everywhere, but I'm trying to get caught up, and hopefully in the next few days we'll have things cleaned. And thank you, God, that your foot is healing, and the doctors have said if you continue to stay off it, there's a great chance you won't need to have surgery. So we'll keep praying for that.
Praise God.
Well, all of God's people said amen, and thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffel with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.